Blog Talk Radio.
I want to welcome everybody to the New Moon service and pray that
you are ready to worship the Most High on this evening as we bring in the new moon as he has commanded us. So let's go ahead and start. I want to say shalom to you, Sister Mary, to anyone that may be listening to the live broadcast online. Oh, wait a minute. Let me make sure my speaker is on so I can hear you guys reply. Yep, it should be on. So say them again, Sister Denise. I think you were saying something, but...
Yes, I was saying shalom.
All right, shalom, my sister. All right. So we're going to go ahead. We pray that you have your grape juice, that you have your meal, and you have your unleavened bread. I was talking to Sister Clara right before this, and she was talking to a young lady and her family, and they were looking at joining the ministry. You know, it takes sheep to make sheep, and so it's always good when people are out advertising and promoting the gospel. And then, you know, who feel like that we are walking in accordance with the word. All right. That being said, we are commanded to observe the beginning of the month as a feast day. And so we are going to begin this service on tonight. The service usually begins when there's three stars in the sky, but we are all on different time frames, and so it may not be dark where you're at yet. So we have decided that 7 p.m. Central Standard Time would be the time that we start to observe this, and so we will go ahead and do so. You may have the ladies who cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Let's go into prayer before the Most High. We celebrate the festival of the new moon as an appointment with Yah Elohim as he had commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our Father, we fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the eternal one, Elohim of hosts. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all powerful to save and to bestow gracious favors to your people in love. You are holy and your name is holy, and we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. And Sister Miles, if you will do the response for the people. Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Yah, our Elohim.
Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Yah of Yah.
Yah of Yah.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifices and offerings and to rejoice before you in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua, our Messiah. You have given us the beginning of month as a season of making amends and of atonement for sin and renewal of our consecration and offering an acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. And if you will repeat for the people, blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who has kept us.
Who has kept us.
And sustained us. And enable us to keep this appointment.
And enable us to keep this appointment.
With you.
With you.
Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you. And may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion when you will restore your divine glory upon earth. And if you will repeat for the people. We bless and praise you.
We bless and praise you.
For your eternal counsel.
For your eternal counsel.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
And restore your glory.
And restore your glory.
Once again.
Once again.
Upon Zion.
Upon Zion.
And your kingdom.
And your kingdom.
Shall be exalted over all.
Shall be exalted over all.
And may the congregation say, Amen. 81, verses 1 through 5. To the chief musician upon Gedith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and the pleasant harp and with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed for our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained and chose for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language I understood not. And let me pull out my shofar. And we will have the blowing of the shofar. Amen. And amen. So in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feast, and at the beginning of your month, you shall blow the shofar over your burnt offering and over the sacrifices of your peace offering, and they shall be a memorial for you before our Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. Numbers 10 and 10. And if you will repeat for the people. Blessed are the people that know the sound of the shofar.
Blessed are the people that know the sound of the shofar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance. Oh, yeah.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance. Yeah.
The Shema, Deuteronomy chapter 6. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. And let me bring up my Bible. And so to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I get verses 4 through 6. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. And thou shalt love Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them both thou shalt talk. Let me start that over. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Them upon the post of thy house and on thy gate. Shema Israel, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ikad, Baruch Shema Avo, Malkuto Lamola Vahe. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Ikad. The Shema.
Shema. God bless.
Hallelujah. Let's do a little movement around. Let's do a little round.
Yeah.
Israel.
Shimba, 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 sh
Shemai Israel, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ikad. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. Yah is one. Blessed is the name. Blessed is his name of the glory of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. We'll now have the lighting of the menorah. And on tonight, we're only going to be lighting one candle on the menorah. I had set up all seven, but then when I went to move it, everything fell but one. So I guess that's the one we keep for tonight. To separate Rosh Chodesh, which is the new moon, from the rest of the month, we light the seven branches of the menorah as a representation of his full, of the fullness of the Shekinah glory in the seven spirits of Elohim, which will illuminate the new Jerusalem. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night thanking you that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Yeshua and our Messiah. In him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom, knowledge, and we are believing tonight that we, as we light the menorah, that you would impart to us an increasing measure of your spirit to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory, so that the illumination of your presence will be manifest through us. The book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses 3.
Right.
In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Verse 11. In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Mashiach. Verse 12. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of Elohim, who has raised him from the dead. Colossians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. To whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Mashiach in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Yeshua HaMashiach. So labor, driving according to his working, which worketh in me mighty. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with might through his spirit in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, and we might comprehend and really experience the love of Messiah, which passes knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. That was Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 19, chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. That the Elohim of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, or our Master Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 6 through 19. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Mashiach may dwell in your hearts, you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Mashiach which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of Elohim. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Elohim. And so as we go forth this night, we're only going to light the last candle, do the lighting for the last thing. Okay. So would you fill us, your people, this night, and would you repeat for the people? And would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of Yah? And your response, we receive the spirit of Yah.
We receive
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of wisdom? Your response, we receive the spirit of wisdom. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of understanding? In response to the people, we receive the spirit of understanding. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of counsel? And your response, we receive the spirit of counsel.
We receive the spirit of counsel.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of might? And your response for the people is, we receive the spirit of might.
We receive the spirit of might.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of knowledge?
We receive the spirit of knowledge.
And the last one, would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of the fear of Yah, Elohim?
We receive the spirit of fear of Yah.
And we will light the last candle with that. What kind of lighter is that? Works. Okay. Let's read the book of Ezekiel, chapter 45, verse 17. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 17. And before we move on, let us hear the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, Father. We just glorify you today. We lift you up and magnify your name, O God, Father. And we glorify you, for you are our Elohim, and there is none other, Father. So we thank you for this beginning of life that you have given us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. The book of Ezekiel, and I put these verses in here because they show the keeping of the new moon in the Old Testament. They show the keeping of the new moon, that we should keep it in the New Testament, and that the new moon ceremonies will be kept in the future. And it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings and meat offerings and drink offerings in the feast and in the new moon and in the Sabbath and all the solemnities of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering and the meat offering and the burnt offering and the peace offering to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. Ezekiel 46, verses 1 through 6. Thus saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened. And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate, and the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth. But the gate shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah in the Sabbath and in the new moon. And the burnt offerings that the prince shall offer unto Yah in the Sabbath, they shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the meat offering shall be an ephah for a ram, and the meat offering for the lambs as he shall be able to give, and a hind of oil in the ephah. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs, and a ram. They shall be without blemish. Isaiah 66 and verse 22. For as the new heaven and the new earth which I shall make shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worms shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And they shall be an abhorring and sign of the new month. May it be your will, Yah our Elohim, and Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and the forgiveness of iniquity. Blessing, bless and sanctify this new month to us, and to all your people with joy and gladness, with blessing and provision for all our needs in peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear your name, so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the path of righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessing. We long for the day when Torah will go forth from Zion to all nations, when darkness will flee away, and when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the oceans cover the earth, when Yah will be king over all the earth, name one, and let all the people say, Amen. Amen. And if you will repeat for the people. We express our gratitude to you.
We express our gratitude to you.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For the renewal of our lives.
And the hope we have in you.
The hope we have in you.
For the coming month.
For the coming month.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Who sanctifies your people.
Sanctify your people.
Israel in the beginning of the month.
Israel in the beginning of the month.
Our petition to Yah.
Our petition to Yah.
O Yah, our Elohim.
O Yah, our Elohim.
We call upon you.
We call upon you.
This day to hear our prayer.
This day to hear our prayer.
For forgiveness.
For forgiveness.
For our shortcomings.
For our shortcomings.
And for all our transgressions.
For all our transgressions.
And for all our sins.
For all our
sins. For your holy name's sake.
For your holy name.
And for Zion's sake.
For Zion's sake.
And for your people.
For your people.
And for all mankind.
For all mankind.
We turn to you.
We turn to you.
And seek your compassion.
And seek your compassion.
And your mercy.
Your mercy.
Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Our rock.
Our rock.
And our redeemer.
And our redeemer.
Hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
And now I will go into a separate one. Oh, Yah Elohim, of our fathers and our Elohim, we ask that in this coming month that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow in your likeness, that you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your way, that you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times, that you would give us what we need financially, that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others, that you would give us what we need physically so we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do. Let all the people say, amen.
Amen.
If you will go get your grape juice now. If you have your grape juice with you, say amen.
Amen.
And if you will pull out your unleavened bread, cracker, whatever you're using, matzah. The bread in your hand and around. And just a second, let me bring up the scripture. Okay. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 and 24. And Paul states, "For I have received of Yah that which also I delivered unto you, that Yeshua HaMashiach, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. He in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty, on high, being made better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they." That's Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. "For it was fitting for him, for whom all things and by whom are all things, to bring many sons to glory, to make the captain of your salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren." Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 and 12. And if you want to answer for the people. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who resurrects the bread from the earth.
Who resurrects the bread from the earth.
And you may now eat the fig, the bread in your left hand. Put your right hand over it. Father Yah, bless this bread in the name of Mashiach, that it may represent his body as we remember that it was broken for us. You may now eat the bread. Thank the Most High right now for the body of Messiah. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you. We give you glory and honor, you, Father. And we thank Messiah for going through the cross for us and giving his body for our sins. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. If you would now take the cup of wine, cup of grape juice. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 25. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be our Heavenly Father, the great creator. Chose to emerge from dwelling in the unapproachable light of eternity and revealed himself through his creation. He manifests his manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded light to shine out of the darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yeshua, the Messiah. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of Elohim and not of us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Yeshua said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. John chapter 15 and verse 5. And if you will take the cup of grape juice in your hand, left hand, and put your right hand over it, Father Yah, we take this cup of grape juice, Father, and we ask that you would sanctify it and bless it as the blood of Messiah, which was shed for us in our sins. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen. And you may now drink the cup. You will repeat for the people. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who grapes the fruit of the vine. And repeat this. Blessed are you, Yah, for sanctifying us, your people, in the renewal of our lives this month. Let us give the Most High Elohim and Messiah a hand clap of praise for the blood that Messiah shed for us. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, God. We thank you and praise you for the redemption which you have provided in Yeshua our Messiah, and for all the mighty acts which you have performed on our behalf, and the victories which you have given us in our lives, both at this time and in previous times. You are a mighty Elohim and Savior, and all who live shall thank you and praise your name in truth. To you, O Yah, Elohim of our salvation and our succor, you are good and worthy to be praised. And we give thanks unto you for all your great benefits to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Are there any personal testimonies for this month?
Well, it's always me, Brother Miles. I just love doing a new moon.
Amen. Amen. I love it as well. I just want to give a personal testimony with our grandson. And thank the Most High for, you know, keeping our son safe, because we, our son's girlfriend or baby's mother, had him snatched from the park and two men to beat him up and take him. And so it's been a wild ride trying to get him back into the house and under our protection. And so I thank the Father for that blessing, and that, you know, they did not kill our son. done because it sure sounded like they were trying to. And, you know, the most I kept him safe and allowed him to get home, that it, our grandson was not, you know, real seriously injured. He had some bruises and things that he received as either part of that taking or afterwards. But we are going through, you know, the law and man's system to, you know, have him put with us permanently. So we ask for your prayers in that. But I thank the Most High that he did not allow any serious injuries to come about out of that.
Praise the Most High.
Amen. And amen. All right. So it is time for, our, if there are no more testimonies, it's time for our meal. And so if you will go get your meals right now, we will pray over them.
Brother Miles.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know we was gonna do the new moon, and I already ate.
Oh well, I guess you can listen to us, Matt.
I guess I will.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what? Hold on a minute. No, let me do. I'm gonna break my fast. Let me do the church. I'm gonna break my fast and eat some meat today. All right, so I'll play a song until that comes back, and we will have a sit-down meal together. And Sister Mary, I guess you'll just be sitting there. I'll share with you some of my salad.
I guess I will, because it's y'all too.
All right, amen. How is
sorry,
the
sorry, I didn't know.
Amen. We should have had it last night.
Yeah, I know.
But I sent out the message last night saying that it would be tonight. I guess you didn't get that.
At the mention of your name, the spell fall from their eyes. Once blinded, I will see that you are Lord.
Against the wall, you
back with your meal?
I am.
All right. And Sister Mary, I apologize that you didn't get the word. But I pray you hang in there with us. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. Father, we ask that you will bless this meal and the nourishment of our body in Christ's name's sake. Amen and amen. So we may now partake. Sister Mary, you got a story you can tell us?
Pardon me?
I said you got a story you can tell us?
I wish I did.
Okay.
I've got good stories.
How is the weather there?
You know what, Brother Miles? I love gospel music. This is a story. I love gospel music. I really do. But the word of the Father is what excites
me. Amen. Amen. Maybe one of these days for a new moon.
Don't get me wrong. I love music. I love it.
Yeah, maybe one of these days for a new moon, I'll do a...
That makes me truly excited.
Amen. I love the word as well. And
I guess I'm an odd person.
No, it's not odd.
Yeah, I know. I love the word.
I cry.
Amen to that. Yeah, I love the word as well. I love praise as well, too, though. But I do love his word above music. Amen.
And especially when I can tell someone about it.
Amen.
It helps me to know how much I know of him. I told you my eyes up.
Sisters, I was wondering if y'all had any questions for me regarding how, why it took me so long to come to the ministry or anything that you had any questions about. I'd be happy to answer.
No, I don't have any. I'm just glad you're with us, baby. That's all.
You. And I'm glad your son is okay. And the baby.
Right, amen.
We just lost a long-time listener. My grandmother a week ago.
Yes, Sister Hazel. You knew her as Sister Hazel?
Uh-huh.
Yes, she passed. And she had a long life. And she was at peace. The night that we were doing, remember the last night that we were doing, I don't know, was that was the new moon. Last
no,
moon.
No.
Was it a week? Okay. Remember when we took a night and we were just praising Yah and I played a lot of old gospel songs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was for her because she was on her deathbed then. She was still here. And so I wanted to, pray, just let her listen to praise and worship music. Because she knew that she was passing herself. And so, while she was listening, just wanted to, do that for her. You know, it's not often that you get that opportunity.
Amen.
So, God decided that was a good thing.
That's why
praise
them while you can.
Right. Amen.
Learn of them while you can.
Amen.
While he's giving you a chance, learn. Praise.
Amen. Learn of his ways, and then what he said, don't only just be a hearer of his word, be a
doer.
Be a doer of it. All of it.
Amen. Amen.
I'm eating this chicken like I'm attacking, I know. It's been so long since I ate some chicken.
Mm-hmm. I hear you smacking.
Am I smacking?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize. But this it's been so long since I had some church's chicken, it's like this was a delicacy or something. But yeah, the weather here has gotten crazy.
I know.
It's still over 100.
You know what, Brother Miles?
What's that?
It ain't nothing but prophecy. Prophecy is walking up and down the street.
Amen.
If anybody who don't understand it, I feel sorry for them.
Amen. Well, people don't know that these are the last days, and it's only going to get worse. And they're going to blame it on global warming. They're going to blame it on El Nino, but that's all the Most High is doing.
Right.
And what I love about it is he says all to bring men into repentance.
Right.
That they would come to him and that they would hear his voice and that they would obey.
Yes, right.
Turn from their wicked ways. So it's only going to get worse. And what's about to come into this world, I truly believe that Antichrist is in this world already. He's been born. He's not coming as a grown man. First, he had to be born and to grow up.
Right.
But he's in this world already. And there's so many people, we looked at videos where people are claiming to be Messiah. But you don't hear none of them claiming to be Antichrist. But he's going to come when the world, this thing with Russia and China and the U.S. is going to keep growing. It's going to grow out of proportion. Somebody going to start up a nuke watch. Because they feel like they can do it. And what they call a tactical nuke that doesn't have a real big explosion, but it kills everybody in that area.
Right. Like COVID. Mm-hmm. Like COVID. Right. But you know what I read on Google, the internet?
What was that?
They got an AI that grew up from a baby, and now it's a grown person.
An AI that grew up as a baby?
Yep.
I'm gonna have to Google that.
Yep.
Because, I told you guys before that Antichrist was an AI.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I truly believe that. I didn't know that they had one that they started as a child.
As a child, and it grew up.
Okay.
I'm like, wow.
I think they probably started in a mechanical womb, like they started have a mechanical womb that bore babies.
Hmm.
They put them in. Well, I don't know if they put them in teens first, but they're starting to put them in humans now. They're trying to make it where men can have babies.
Well, that I know they're trying to do.
What?
There was this AI.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I actually think that the Bible says that it's going to cause you to worship its image. That image is going to be a machine. It's going to be AI, but it's a robot that looks like a person.
Some other time.
Yeah. So
and
the one that.
Talk and sound like people.
Right. That's what they're going to put this new AI in. And then they're going to cause people to worship.
Yeah, because AI even had a press conference at the UN.
Was that the robotic one or just was it a chat AI?
No, it was the robotic one, the humanoid. It was three of them.
And they were at the UN, were they talking to the UN or the UN was asking them questions?
They was asking questions. They was talking back and answering. And a lot of things they asked them, they kind of hesitated. They was answering them and they asked, well, why is it taking you so long to answer? They said, well, we had to think about that.
Think about what answer's going to give?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might have to Google that.
Go to YouTube and type in AI's press conference at the UN.
Okay, let's do that.
On the premise that we now have less than 10 years to achieve sustainable development goals, and we saw today that AI has great promise to achieve and advance many of those goals and targets, from climate change to education for all affordable health care, gender equity, autonomous driving, robotics, smart cities. The use cases are undoubtedly there. But how do we know that a high-potential application works equally well on men or women, or on children or the elderly, or on persons with disabilities?
Oh, wait, can y'all hear that?
With disabilities, or in developing countries where basic things like electricity and connectivity are still an issue. These are not reflexes that
occur
naturally.
Can you hear the video that's playing?
No.
Oh, you can't hear the video that's playing.
No, I can't.
Okay, that's what I thought, because I forgot that when it's playing through from the internet, you can't hear that. Hold on a second. Let me do something. Yeah, they're about to turn this over to these AIs, and the AI is going to see us as a virus. Let me download this video, and then I'll play it from the computer. Mm-hmm. If you know what you're doing, you can.
And they got this AI that his name is Dan, which stands for do whatever is necessary.
Wow.
I know, and people talking about Donald Trump and all this kind of stuff. Y'all better leave that man alone and start reading some of this stuff.
It's all a decoy.
That's all it is.
That's all.
We are looking at one thing when they're doing another.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's like hide your hand.
Right.
It's like they hide the hand. What
yep.
you saying?
Throw
a
rock
and
hide your hand.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
Get the media information.
And I believe that's how they're going to be doing the miracles through the AI.
Yeah.
Right.
Because people believe in what they see.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to see it to believe it. That's what they're going to show.
That we now have less.
Okay, I'm trying to get this to play from the internet, not through YouTube now. If it comes up. I'm thinking that I didn't get all of this media information. Hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
Let me download it. Yeah, we especially have to keep track of this stuff because, and people
yeah.
are going to accept it like it's nothing.
But you know, they've been doing it all the time. We just haven't been paying them no attention.
Right.
Because I know when I was still living in Minnesota, they built the AI for to do something. But they had to break it down because it wasn't right. Then now they got AI doing PCAs and go to the doctor, the AI going to take the temperature. You know, just pretty much give you your physical. Mm-mm. That's why I mess with them doctors.
Right. Well, I know that. I know they were training the AI to, like, find tumors and stuff like that.
On the premise that we now have less than 10 years to achieve the sustainable development goals. And we saw today that AI has great promise to achieve and advance many of those goals and targets. For all, affordable health care, gender equity, autonomous driving, robotics, smart cities. The use cases
like
are undoubtedly there.
They don't
but how do we know that a high
right.
potential application works equally well
job.
On men
right.
or women, or on children or the elderly, or on persons with different skin colors, or a person with disability?
Hold on, I'm downloading this now. I said failed network error.
Or in developing countries where basic things like electricity and connectivity are still an issue. These are not reflexes.
They're trying their best to protect us, too.
That occur naturally to the fast-moving tech industry or startups. I think they're more like build it and we'll fix it later. But these are things that the AI for Good community thinks people...
And you guys still can't hear audio yet, right?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
About, and that's why we bring them together around these issues. But how do we know
waiting for it to bring up this download link again
to work on? What's good for me might not be good for you. Different communities, different members, different cultures,
well,
they all have different priorities.
Let's put some Bible on it.
I think we could probably spend all week here trying to come up with a common understanding of what is good.
Let's go to Revelation 14.
But luckily we don't have to start from scratch.
Pause that. See if I can download it. If not, so Revelation 13, I'm going to get verses 14. Because this is what's coming, and I can see all the young people falling for this. I can see most Christians falling for this. Those that don't actually read the Bible. I know. Okay, let's start in 13 and 14. Well, actually, let's start in Revelation 13, 11. Actually, I'm gonna start in verse 1, okay, because there's a lot of information here that we need to be really aware of what's coming. Revelation 13, starting in verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up. Now we know beasts in the scriptures represent what? Anybody remember?
Animal?
Nope. That does represent animals in some places in Genesis, but what about in Revelation? What does the beast represent?
The beast, the devil,
people, a nation.
Okay.
And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. The heads are going to be the leaders of that land. But it's going to have 10 horns. This means that there's going to be some countries that have, what, more than one leader?
Right.
So we'll let it tell us.
In Revelation, what?
13.
13.
We're in Revelation 13. We're in verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns. Crowns stand for what?
Nations.
Nations, leadership, and what? Authority. Don't kings wear crowns?
Right. Yeah.
So the crown stands for authority, rulership. And upon his head, the names of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. Now, they said it's the French, France is represented by a leopard. Feet of a bear. Who is the bear in our today's society?
Russia.
Russia. A Russian bear, right?
Mm-hmm.
and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. Okay? And the dragon gave him his power. So this beast is a mixture of different what, countries?
Yes.
And but where does his power come from?
From the dragon.
From the dragon. And the dragon is from Satan. Gave him his power and his and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as if it were wounded. So one of these leaders of this 10 countries is going to be what? Wounded?
Wounded, right.
To death. If it were wounded to death. So it's going to look like a mortal wound. People are going to think he what, died? He right. could have died from that. And his deadly wound was healed. So this is going to be a miracle to people. We just saw half his head get blown off. He should be what? He should be dead. But he's going to show up healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. They wondered after this nation. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. Now, do you think people are going to openly just worship the devil? Some will.
No.
But what about the saints? What about those who say they believe in Messiah?
No, I don't think they would openly do it.
They would openly do it. They wouldn't do it normally, would they?
No.
I don't think so.
But they end up doing it. Saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months, 3.5 years. And he opened up his mouth, in blasphemy against Elohim, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. So this beast is probably going to be talking about ain't no God. And you believing in a God of heaven and you believing in all this, and he's going to say, he's going to be what, blasphemous and it ain't so?
Right.
He don't exist. The power is in you and me, my brothers and sisters. I remember when I was teaching the other lesson on false salvation and how they use brotherly love versus the love of God.
Right.
And so mankind believes that man is the answer. And that if you treat your fellow man, you know, if you treat your fellow man good and this, that, and the other, that everything will be all right. At the same time, you want to kill them out of the womb. You want to, it's okay if you go to war and kill all these dark people, but don't touch none of the white people, that kind of stuff. Brotherly love. And it was given unto him to make war with the who?
Saints.
Wait a minute, they ain't supposed to be here. Don't they, the church teaches that all the saints are going to be raptured, what, out of here?
Mm-hmm.
But right here he tells us that Antichrist has the power, he's given unto him the power, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to do what with them?
Overcome them.
Overcome them. Wait a minute, they ain't here to be overcame. A lot of them going to give in. They're going to do exactly, they're going to try to save their own life. And what he said to him, he said, if you try to save your life, you will what?
Lose it.
You'll lose it. You're talking about your eternal life. You'll end up going to the lake, because everybody that falls for this will end up going to the lake of fire. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given unto him, given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. That's everybody, right? And all that dwell upon the earth shall do what with him?
They're going to worship him.
Everybody on the face of the earth shall worship him unless their names are not written, unless their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So let's read it. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain before the foundations of the world. So your name has already what? Be
there.
And if it's not, you're going to worship Antichrist. Don't care how many miracles you've done. Don't care how many poor people you fed. Don't care how many, whatever. Because he said, many shall come to me in that day and say, did we not do what? Cure people in your name? Cast out demons in your name? Feed the hungry in your name? And he says, do what?
Leave. Get away from me. I never knew you.
Get away from me. So this also tells us that a lot of people who are professing to be Christians, they're going to fall. They're going to worship him, and when they worship him, they're going to go to the lake. And what would you say, Sister Mary?
No, I'm agreeing with you.
All right, amen. Now, written in the book of life, slain from the foundations of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into what?
Captivity.
He that kills with the sword must be killed with the what?
Sword.
Here is the patience of the saints. Here's the patience of the saints, okay? Because you're going to need patience in this time because everything is going to look awful and you're going to be in fear of your life. Because Antichrist is going to start coming to kill people who don't worship him. So everybody who thinks that, you know, it's a joke or believe that, you know, the Most High don't really exist and that we can do this stuff ourselves, we can solve these problems, we can create peace for ourselves, all this stuff, the way it's going to come at them is what they want to hear. And they're going to fall for it. So if we are in truth, then you got to be very patient at this time. Because Messiah already told us how we're supposed to see him come, right? And if we don't see that.
Like lightning from the east.
Right. If we don't see that.
The west.
Amen. If we don't see that, then we know it ain't him.
Right.
And I beheld another beast. This is another nation. Come up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake like a dragon. So he looked like a lamb, but he talked like a what? Devil.
Right.
And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. So this is who causes people to worship in the earth? Think about that. Who causes people to worship in the earth? What occupation does that?
Church.
The church does that. You don't hear the government telling nobody who to worship.
No.
Who you hear telling people who to worship is the church. That's why it says these two horns look like a lamb. Isn't the church supposed to look like a lamb?
Yeah.
But speak like a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and caused the earth and them which dwell in the earth to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. So this is going to be an end time church that is telling people that this is the Messiah and to worship him. Because the church shouldn't be telling nobody to worship anybody but who?
Elohim.
Elohim. But they're telling them to worship this what? Beast. This man who had the wound in his head, all the power of the first one, and he's telling them to worship the first one. So he's also doing what? Miracles?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great wonders.
Great wonders. And he does great wonders so that he maketh the fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men and deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell in the earth that they should make an image to who?
the beast.
And had and who had a wound by a sword and did live. So they're gonna, remember I showed you the AIs that these people, like the owner of Sirius XM Radio, they had an AI that they were they had that they made that looked like them.
Uh-huh.
And they got it to where it looked exactly like them. It actually has their thoughts. Because they train it up from, you know, like Facebook and all that stuff.
Right.
And these people write diaries to these AIs. And when they die, the AI is supposed to take their place. Right. That's what I just heard. Right. That's what I just mentioned, the owner of XM, but they're not the only one.
To do it by saying your loved one, it looked as kind of your loved one, talk to your loved one, you make conversation with them. And a lot of people, my life, certain type of demographic of people, fall for that stuff, and that's how things started. You know, like the microwave, you know, we used to keep food up on the stove, but that was fine. The microwave came along, we don't even know how to do that anymore. So, it convinced them to use their loved one as a way of getting to them to say it's okay to do.
Right.
This kind of way.
Right. Right.
So they're going to say make an image to this beast, and it's going to look just like the man whose head was what? Wounded?
Wounded.
Okay. And it's going to be his AI, and they're going to tell him to bow down and worship that AI. And he had power to give life unto the image of the what?
Beast.
That the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be what?
Killed.
So bow down and worship this AI that took this person's place. And if you don't, the AI is going to have you what?
Killed.
But you're gonna, if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life already, you're going to worship this beast. Because you're going to love your life more than you believe the word of the Most High. And people are not going to even think God exists. Because a lot of people don't even really believe he exists.
Right now.
Right now. Don't believe that the word of God is true and don't believe that he exists. So they're going to be like, oh, well, you know, that's just something some men are doing and now they're in charge and the times have what, changed?
That's what they say.
And then they're going to do what, they're going to come in, just like they said, take the COVID shot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our people said they weren't going to take that shot and turn around and took it.
Yes, they did.
And, you know, I was like, okay. I said, now, when you have problems, I ain't going to be one to be hearing it. Because, you know, that what that does is show me when the pressure comes, what they will actually do.
Yeah.
And those that love their life more than they believe God.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know the people who are not... serving God as they should will believe whatever they're told, and they use fear,
right?
They use fear to convince them to do what they want them to do.
But there's only one thing they got to remember. That's how you know that they don't belong to him. God says fear
nobody but him.
But that's what I'm saying,
is that the ones who believe in the fear that they're giving them fall for that, those are not... They are the people that are not of God, because they don't fear God. They fear the word that the man tell them.
Well, the problem in all of that is that most people don't even believe that they should fear God. If you say fear
right.
God, they believe you teaching fear.
Yeah.
When God himself...
You know what they'll say, Brother Miles? Oh, well, you know, he know my heart.
Right.
Me and him got a good thing going. Okay.
Yeah.
We got to understand that.
They should love him because they fear him. He says, fear me first, you learn to love me. Because before you even love me, you better fear me. And then you learn to love him, because then you learn that his ways are the right way, and to do his ways, whatever they are. And he calls us now this, and he calls us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he that has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, I'm still asking the Most High to reveal what this number is to me, what it represents. This 666, whether it's the number of his name, whether it's a literal 666, whether it is they don't keep Sabbath, a meaning to it. Here is wisdom, let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. So, whether this is a literal number, whether it is that they don't keep his laws, they don't keep his Sabbath, they keep the changing of the law by man, I'm asking the Most High to actually reveal that to me. Because the answers that I've heard, I'm not 100% satisfied with those answers. Chapter 14. I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, many people, as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sang a song, as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed of the earth, are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. Now, I had some brothers telling me that the Most High is going to give them their virginity back. And I was like, brother, you are, you know, you really dreaming hard.
People are way out.
Yeah, the Most High, because you just, that's what you want. You want to fit in this group. But once you decide to be with a woman, and you were with a woman, you are disqualified. That's you,
right.
You and every other man that's got a wife or been with a woman, period. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruit unto Elohim and unto the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of Elohim. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation. So this is the gospel that comes out in the last days. And kindred and tongue and people saying with a loud voice. What does he say in a loud voice?
Fear Yah.
Fear Elohim. Fear Yah. Fear God. So when people say, oh, you teaching fear, or you know, you're trying to scare people into the kingdom, I said, I'm not trying to scare nobody into nothing. I said, God himself, Elohim himself says, fear him. All over this Bible. And this is the gospel for the last day, to return man back to fearing God. So they have no fear of him whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the foundations of waters. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen. Babylon is not a city. Babylon is a system. And it's the system of government of men. Babylon is fallen. It's fallen, that great city, because he made all nations drink of the wine of her wrath, of her fornication. And the third of the angels followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worships the beast and his image, everybody needs to hear this. If any man worships the beast and his image and receive his mark in their forehand, in their forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the what?
The wine of the wrath of
Yahweh.
Which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. I'm indignant with these people. I am so angry at them. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends up how long?
Forever and ever.
And they have no rest, day or night, who worship the beast and his image, whosoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. So I don't know how the church can say that you don't have to keep the commandments.
I don't understand that either.
But that's what they say. You ain't up under the law. You don't have to keep the commandments.
Right.
You have to have faith in Christ.
Oh, you ain't got to do that old law. Okay.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, which die in Yah, from henceforth, from this time forward, those that die in him. Wait a minute, they're supposed to be here, so how are they dying? That's what the church teaches. You're going to be raptured out of here. You ain't going to see none of that judgment. You ain't going to see none of that tribulation. Okay, that's what they say. You ain't going to see none of that tribulation. You're not going to be here. You're going to be in heaven.
And no, you ain't.
Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor, and their works do follow them. Now here comes Messiah, okay? I hope we can catch this. And I look, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto who?
Son of Man.
Having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the tabernacle crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap. Gather your grapes, for the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is what?
Right.
Now this is the gathering of the saints. But guess what the next angel going to do? And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar. Now we got an angel coming out from the altar, and we got an angel coming out with another sharp sickle?
Mm-hmm.
Which had power over fire and cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. So if the Son of Man has reaped, and now this angel is reaping, and he's reaping the grapes from the earth, angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the what?
The wine press of the wrath of Yah.
So this is everybody who took the mark of the beast.
Uh-huh.
He says, now, Messiah said, mine are, I got mine. Now, you reap, and you're going to reap everybody who is not mine, whose name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and the blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle. That's the top of the saddle. You know that little horn that they have on the saddle when people hold it to get up on the saddle? That's what that is. By the space of 2,600 furlongs. That's 200 miles. So that saddle, horn on that saddle sits up about 6 feet. 6 feet, 200 miles long.
That's a lot of blood.
That's a lot of blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got to understand that what's coming is this AI that's going to look and sound just like this man, and people are going to accept that as a new life form, a sentient life. If you look up sentient life, that's what they want to declare to AI, meaning that they are conscious, they can think for themselves, they can make decisions. And then you're going to say worship it, because the AI is going to talk some good stuff. I got what ails. I got the answers for war. I got the answers for peace. I got the answers for hunger. I got the answers for climate change. I got the answers for world poverty. And it's going to sound good to all these people.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to buy into it. As he says, he's going to do wonders?
Yeah.
He's going to cause fire to come down from the sky?
Uh-huh.
He's going to declare peace? And then the Most High said, that's when you can expect all hell to break loose, when they talk about peace, and peace is everywhere.
Right.
Then sudden destruction. Because his goal is to get as many people to follow him as possible. Because once they sign on, they can't undo that. Once they take his mark, they can't undo that, and he knows that. So,
yeah. So
we have to be wise, and we have to be wise in the scriptures. Anything that comes and says it's Messiah, and we know it didn't come like the sun comes from the east to the west in the sky. We know it ain't him.
Yeah,
and we don't believe nothing that it says. We don't do nothing that it says. And we have to expect that we are going to, what, lose our life if we hear?
Uh-huh.
Let's go back and read that.
Uh-huh.
Go back to verse 13. And this is where we have to actually live at and rely on. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the living which die in Yah. Is that what it says?
Mm-mm. Blessed are the dead.
Right. Blessed are the dead which die in Yah from henceforth, from this time forward. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors. And their works do follow them. So you might die, but you know the Most High is going to what? Resurrect you?
Raise you back up. Hallelujah.
And you have to believe and know that. Can't be questioning, because if you question, trust me, you probably are not going to do what you're supposed to do. You're going to save this life that you what? No. And not have faith that the Most High is going to raise you back up. I've seen too many of us, even in the Hebrew Israelite walk, that, you know, that's, like I said, who took the COVID shot, said they wouldn't, but then turn around and took it. Because my job required it or whatever.
Mine did too. That's why I'm not working no more.
Amen. Yeah, I could have given you a letter, and they couldn't have made you take it. If you had wanted to quit, keep working. But, you know, it is, I've given letters to people, I don't know how many now.
I gave a letter.
I gave you a letter. But I've given, you know, other people letters, and then they take it to their job,
no.
They don't have to take it.
Well, I didn't want it, because you can't threaten me like that, you know. I don't think so. I believe the Most High is going to take care of me, so I told them, the Revedoci.
Amen. Amen to that. So, you know, this is what we have to look forward to. This is what's coming. It's already in the world. It's gonna come like a whirlwind. It's gonna come quick. And once things start happening, you're in that system. Either you are already someplace and growing your own food and you're away from society. And because once they start coming, once the food shortages come, once people realize what's going on and they don't want to take the mark, but they're stuck in the city, it's going to just be all hell. And people know it's coming, but a lot of them just don't believe it. They don't believe it. So we have to be ready for it.
They think things going to get better.
Right.
We now have less than 10 years to achieve the
sustainable development goals. Can you hear this?
And we saw today that AI has great promise to achieve and advance many of the targets, from climate change to education for all, affordable health care, equity, autonomous driving, robotics, smart cities. Are undoubtedly there. But how do we know that a high potential application works equally well on men or women, or on children or the elderly, or on persons with different skin colors, or a person with disabilities, or in developing countries where basic things like electricity and connectivity are still an issue? These are not reflexes that occur naturally to the fast-moving tech industry or startups. I think the approach is more like build it and we'll fix it later. But these are things that the AI for Good community thinks deeply about, and that's why we bring them together around
this
issue.
Let me start this over.
But how do we know, or did on the premise that we now have less than 10 years to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, and we saw today that AI has great promise to achieve and advance many of those goals and targets, from climate change.
He just said that.
We have 10 years.
10 years. We have less than 10 years to solve these problems. They're going to put this in place before 10 years because it's got to be in place to solve those problems before what? 10 years.
10 years.
Okay. So he gave you a time frame.
Yep.
Education for all, affordable health care, gender equity, autonomous driving, robotics. On the premise that we now have less than 10 years to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, and we saw today that AI has great promise to achieve and advance many of those goals and targets, from climate change to education for all, affordable health care, gender equity, autonomous driving, robotics, smart cities, the use cases are undoubtedly there. But how do we know that a high potential application works equally well on men or women, or on children or the elderly, or on persons with different skin colors, or a person with disabilities, or in developing countries where basic things like electricity and connectivity are still an issue? These are not reflexes that occur naturally to the fast-moving tech industry or startups. I think the approach is more like build it and we'll... So these are things that the AI for Good community thinks deeply about, and that's why we bring them together around these issues. But how do we know what problems to work on? What's good for me might not be good for you. Different communities, different members, different cultures, they all have different priorities. In fact, I think we could probably spend all week here trying to come up with a common understanding of what is good and probably not get very far. But luckily, we don't have to start from scratch because we have the Sustainable Development Goals to guide us. So for AI for Good, this is our lighthouse, our framework, to make sure that we're all on the same page and working towards a common goal. So what is AI for Good? Well, simply put, it's to identify practical applications of AI to advance the Sustainable Development Goals and figure out ways to scale those solutions for global impact. Now, how do we do this? Well, first of all, we can't do this alone. Actually, no one can. That's why we have 40 UN partners as partners of AI for Good since the beginning. So that's virtually the entire UN system helping us with AI for Good. And ITU also co-leads the Interagency Working Group on AI for all these UN partners with our good partner, UNESCO. Now, the AI experts themselves would say that AI is too important to leave to the experts themselves. So great efforts have been made to bring as many voices to the table as possible. So we see industry, academia, government, NGOs, civil society, artists, creatives, athletes, and yes, even robots. So they're all here, and I think you've seen them all here today. So, as you may know, in 2020, we all got hit by the pandemic. It didn't take us long to move all of AI for Good online, and we're now doing something in the order of 150 online events per year. So that's an AI for Good session online pretty much every other working day. And this year, we're still doing 150 sessions online plus a global summit. So that's a whole lot of AI for Good. And to support this, we created what we call the AI for Good Neural Network. So I would describe it as an AI-powered smart matching community platform And the best way to describe it is actually it's part Netflix, where you get recommendations among hundreds of sessions tailored to your needs. It's also part dating app, where if you take the smart matching quiz, you could, for example, be snap, you take the quiz, I have data, I need data, there's a match. Cute, I have cloud power, there's a match. I need storage, I have storage, there's a match. I need funding, that's a big one. That's probably the biggest match we get on the platform. And since we launched it over a year ago, we have 20,000 plus profiles created, and many people are online right now using the app. So we promised you AI for Good in Action, and I'd like to turn the word over to Reinhard, my boss, my mentor, my friend, and without him, none of this would be possible. Reinhard?
Okay, so this is our digital bouquet of flowers. These are the online services that we offer. And we bunch them into three buckets that we call the buckets Learn, Build, and Connect. And that reflects that AI for Good is the content, events, and the networking platform. But there is also a lot of technical work taking place in the ITU together with other organizations. We already started about 6 years ago with a group. And by the way, all these groups that I'm going to show you here are open to anyone. You don't have to be a member of any organization. You don't have to pay any fees. Interested to anyone who cares about the topic. So we started about 6 years ago with a group called the Machine Learning in 5G Networks, and we developed, and we meaning the ITU membership or whoever cared to contribute to the to work, created an architecture framework which basically set the language for how people in the communications field talk about machine learning. And one really exciting topic that I want to pick out here is the work that we started 5 years ago with the World Health Organization. You know, we all sort of recently maybe trust doctors and medication. And the reason why we trust, have trust in this is because we trust the processes and we trust the institutions. But what about if an AI for good solution says that I would have skin cancer? What would make it so that I can trust the solution? And that's what the group that we do together with the World Health Organization has been working on for the last 5 years. Another group that I would like to single out, or maybe a couple, is like the AI for Natural Disaster Management. We do this together with the World Meteorological Organization and the United Nations Environment Program. And then we also do a group together with the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. You who are a bit more on the techie side, you may know Kaggle, you may know Cindy, you may know AI Crowd. They offer a platform to run commercial challenges competitions. We do the same. We're also teaming up with them. And so we started this in 2020, and here you see some of the numbers. And then we also run an innovation factory, one of the services. So these are pitching sessions for startups. And if you come tonight at 6 o'clock, you will see the winners of our innovation factory. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Before you leave the stage, I think we should just reenact the photo from 2019. That's going to include you, our brilliant audience, because well, there are so many more of us now. Now the rest of the world has caught on that AI is kind of a big deal. So if I could possibly ask you all to put one or both hands up in the air for this, we can have some music and take some amazing shots together so we can look back. Thank you. Let's do it. Ready? Oh, my goodness. That looks incredible. Oh, wow. Audience, we love you. Yes. Look at that. Incredible. Oh, my goodness. In fact, just stay there whilst I just get the shot of you all. Ready? Go. Oh, I'm going to take video, actually. Why not? Thank you very much, our fabulous AI for Good audience. Yes, you can chat. You can cheer. Thank you very much. All right. Fred, Reinhard, it's been a pleasure. Thank you ever so much. Go wrong, but also say well done when they go right. They have not set for quite a few months. All right. We have something else now. Energy efficiency for AI with Serge Canisa. And a drink.
Hello. Hello. Hello, everybody. Very nice to see you. Well, I have 4 minutes to convince you about something cool. Talking about evidence. Cheers. Imagine this is a cup of champagne. and you want to cool the champagne. Are you drinking champagne? Wow, that's good. I'm all awake. Well, if you want to cool this champagne, what do? I'm cooling the champagne, or I'm cooling the entire room here to cool the champagne. Don't leave me alone, guys. You don't drink champagne, you don't cool champagne? So what do? Tic-tac, tic-tac. We're cooling the champagne. If we cool the champagne, we all stay in bathing suits. And if we cool the entire room, the data center. We're talking about, I see five elephants in the room. Do you see where they are? The first one is energy consumption by data. We can optimize the energy consumption by data by 80%, just basically by using electronics producing those data, AI, and dunking those electronics into the liquid. That's number one. The second one is data center produced CO2, greenhouse, and microparticulate emission. We can reduce that to zero. Same thing, just changing what cooling is all about, using liquid. The third one, because we're using those electronics cool by air. Air is an insulator. Liquid is a thermal conductor. You're basically protecting those PCBs, those electronics, by all chemicals on the top. And the latest one, the very nocive one, brominated, fire retardant. Well, today, 30 million kids and women are burning electronics, and one container out of three leaving Europe are recycled in Africa, are burning it, called e-waste. That's the third one. What is the other one? The other one is economics. Data center profitability, we're talking about 10 to 15 years, and the TCO to 30%. When you look about immersive cooling, you're talking about 1 year ROI and a TCO to 90. And the last one, we spoke about energy, we spoke about e-waste, we spoke about enhancing electronics. We're talking about massive production of data. We're talking about responsible. And only company like yours and company like mine making the world cool and you guys making the for good, we can make the for good together. I'm calling for your help. Now you know. It's your decision. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Serge. Enjoy your drink. And we're going to continue with crowdsourcing AI solutions for climate action with a bumper theme. Yes, why not crowdsource a panel with a huge crowd? It's our Express panel. Now, this AI solutions for climate action with a bumper team. Yes, why not crowdsource a panel with a huge crowd? It's our Express panel. Now, this comes from a series of competitions where winners may have the opportunity to attend the climate.
Let me see if this is the one we were looking for from the UN. I said UN, but... I'm going to go ahead and end the show, but I still want to put this one for the UN if y'all guys want to hang around or do whatever. I want to listen to that. Let's see. Now I got to get ready for the market tomorrow as well, too. So
the world and the universe, And everything that lives and breathes, you made it happen with just words. You have no beginning, and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibration. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. Always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't? Without you, there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You always there, teach me the way. Pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect.
You can process large amounts of data quickly in order to make the best decisions.
Shalom, Brother Miles, Sister Miles.
All right.